Introduction. Today's lesson might lead us to a new math equation. Faith plus wisdom equals perseverance. Our faith in God lays the foundation of our relationship with God. However, that is only a beginning. Yes, we know that heaven is our life's goal, but so much will happen in our lives from the time we take the preacher's hand to the time we die in God's hands. I am reminded of the story of a young boy who prided himself on eating at least four times a day. Since his parents provided plenty, the four meals were not a problem. One day, the boy's father told him, "I don't know how you're going to feed yourself when you get out there on your own." The little boy smiled and said, "I'll figure it out." Fast forward 10 years, and that little boy is out on his own. He's splitting the rent with his college roommate on a two-bedroom apartment in a big city. They're not rich by any stretch of the imagination. They're making enough to get by. Instead of four meals a day, the now 20-something young man is eating two good meals a day. He learned the power of ramen noodles, ground beef, loaves of white bread, and food trucks. Yes, he learned that white bread is an all-purpose food. You can brown it to make toast for breakfast. You can put meat between two slices to make a sandwich for lunch. You can also jam two slices together for a snack. What's more, the food trucks with Asian-inspired entrees were a godsend. Once you purchased your meal, you were entitled to as much sauce as you wanted, along with fortune cookies and wonton strips. In other words, little boy four meals was now 20-something two meals. How was he able to cut his meals into two? He learned over time how to work smarter, not harder. He also learned how to put mind over matter when he started feeling hungry. Most of all, he learned the power of prayer. While his meals per day decreased, his prayers per day increased. In that process, God blessed him with divine wisdom to realize that when we increase prayers per day, we can manage our meals per day. One day, while eating some wonton strips, that little boy smiled. He realized something. He hadn't figured it out. Instead, God had worked it out. God had added wisdom to the little boy's faith. Now, at 20-something, he had learned to persevere.